implicit bias, huh? Let me tell you this. I got something for you here. And I've been telling you this for a while. The reason I believe this, by the way, back when Dr. Oz was down by, 15 points or whatever it was in Pennsylvania in the Senate race, and we knew that, John Fetterman had had a stroke. There was a lot of conversation that Connor Lamb, who had run for big positions before, was going to leave. It was going to make the step and replace Fetterman on the ballot. Connor Lamb had run for the nomination, but finished second to John Fetterman, the lieutenant governor, the radical socialist who wants to let half of the prisoners out of prison, including killers. And I talked to Robert Cahaly at Trafalgar Group. He said, no. He said, you watch. There's a period of time where there's a deadline coming and they can no longer replace Fetterman on the ballot with Connor Lamb or anybody else, right? So he said, after that, watch what happens. Because then the Republicans and Dr. Oz can come out and lay out the case against John Fetterman, which they've done. And now, according to Axios, that race and the one in Wisconsin, that they also thought that Ron Johnson, well, they've said this three times in a row now. Ron Johnson has no chance of winning. Ron Johnson always wins in Wisconsin. So we'll start there. From Axios, what's happening in Wisconsin? GOP Senator Ron Johnson has pulled ahead of Democrat Mandela Barnes in the latest wave of public polls, several in a row, in fact. In Pennsylvania, recent polling suggests Democrat John Fetterman's double-digit advantage over Republican Mehmet Oz has shrunk to a dead heat, 2 points. They're vying for the seat held by retiring Republican Senator Pat Toomey, who, by the way, 6 years ago, we were told had no chance of winning in Pennsylvania. That's right. In 2016, the Pennsylvania Senate race showed that there was no chance that Toomey could win. Of course, they said Donald Trump couldn't win either. He did, of course. And Pat Toomey won by a point and a half. Yeah. Yeah. So here we are again. And the same thing was, in fact, in Wisconsin, it was worse. In Wisconsin, it was in Pennsylvania. One poll that I saw showed Toomey winning. One morning call. And Toomey won by 1.6. The average, there have been several polls in a row. One showing McGuinty, his competitor, up by 12 points. Less than a week before the election. 12-point lead. 4, 12, 5, 6, 3. Yeah, she had a 2-point average, and guess what? Toomey won by 1.6. So Pennsylvania is not polled properly. Now we're at a 2-point lead coming into the, well, we've still got a month to go. That was at the end of October, right? If you went back earlier in October, McGuinty was going to club him. There was no way around it. And the same thing in Wisconsin. So here's why it matters. Republicans have momentum in both states. And that's being admitted by strategists on both sides, according to Axios. And that means the pathway for Republicans to win the Senate looks quite clear. If they hold Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, along with the other states that Trump carried, Republicans need to unseat just one Democratic incumbent. Barnes is trailing Johnson by at least 5 in a new poll conducted by AARP and by a Biden pollster, John Anzalone, and Trump pollster, Tony Fabrizio. A new Fox poll released this week showed Johnson ahead by 4 points. So that's solidifying. In Pennsylvania, Fetterman's commanding lead in August over Oz has disappeared. Emerson. By the way, it's funny because Trafalgar, when he's on, Robert Cahaly laughs. He goes, I'll come in and say a race is tight. And they'll laugh at you. Ah, ha, ha. He goes, then a few days later, somebody else comes in with the same number. That's what happened here. Trafalgar had the Pennsylvania race 2 weeks ago, give or take, with Fetterman at 2 points up, but not at 50%. Emerson came out with Fetterman up 2 points and well short of 50%. That means that Republicans have momentum in both of these places. And the bulk of the problem with both of these candidates for the Democrats is they're defund the police, release prisoners from prison. And they both have said this time and time and time again, not to mention that Fetterman chased around an unarmed black man and put a shotgun to his chest. He denies it now, but he admitted it then. So there you go. The new Fetterman, there's a new Fetterman defending his record on the Board of Pardons. Well, if you're explaining, you're losing. Saying he voted with law enforcement efforts nearly 90% of the time. But a factcheck.org fact check included reviewing just commutation cases for inmates serving life sentences. Fetterman and the boards voted the same only 69% of the time. Well, that's quite a bit different than 90, isn't it? And if you're explaining, you're losing. Yep, there you go. Bottom line, the range of likely Senate outcomes is narrowing. Hard to see Republicans winning more than 52 Senate seats, so says Axios. They're wrong. Because they're going to hold Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. They're going to pick up Nevada and Georgia. And then you watch. You watch Arizona and how it plays out. Watch New Hampshire, see how it plays out. And by gosh, I'm going to tell you, watch Colorado and the state of Washington. Oh, there's a lot going on, my friends. But Nevada and Georgia, they're going red. Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, staying red. Tough sledding for the Democrats. Oh, did I mention gas prices are up again today? I'm shocked. How about you? I'll be right back. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.